this is up to you, my friend. Nights are long, but you might awake to a brand new life. Hariko omi Naginaga no way Nahiomi.
Tony, Tony, you're getting very good at this.
Arigato gozaimashita, Honorable Angela-san.
Oh, don't mention it, Tonimoto. I really appreciate you going all this trouble.
Oh, it's no trouble, really. Mr. Kanahara's cooking class is a lot of fun. You know, I'm going to graduate summa cum sushi.
Old
Japanese sushi bar joke.
That's very funny, Tony. Don't do it at my dinner party.
Come on, Angela, you get so uptight when clients come to town. Hey, the Miyashiro brothers, they love you, huh? Remember that haiku Christmas card they sent, huh? Bells jingle, snow falls. Remember to buy Miyashiro computers.
Sure, they always get sentimental around Christmas.
Hey, you better hustle. Come on, you're going to miss your train.
Oh, yeah. I have just one more check to write out.
All right, you're going
to
be late.
It's your paycheck.
Take your time.
And here you go.
Oh, no, please. Just leave it on the table. I'm up to my elbows in squid juice.
Okay, there it is. All right, I'm on my way. You don't work too hard.
Oh, well, I have to. I have my final on crab rolls coming up.
Oh, my. Oh, man. I'll see you tonight.
Okay, have a nice day. Hi.
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 Bye.
Oiyo omuti arikomi.
Hi. You Tony Maselli?
That's me, the one and only.
Oh, I'm Frances Martin. I'm the Barrington's new housekeeper.
Oh, a fellow broom jockey, huh? Enter.
Funny, I always thought Maselli was an Italian name.
Oh, it is. But I'm a Renaissance kind of guy, you know?
Hey, no, really, I'm just practicing for a dinner party.
Yeah, I know. The Miyashiro brothers are flying in from Tokyo next week.
Gee, how'd you know that?
Well, I like to keep up with what's going on in my neighborhood.
Oh, well, good then, because you came to Command Central, huh? Let me tell you something. They're putting a speed bump in on Maple.
Not anymore. The mayor nixed it.
Well, one falls through the cracks every now and then. Hey, can I get you some coffee, tea, raw tuna?
Oh, no thanks. I'm trying to cut down. Cup of coffee.
Okay, cup of Joe coming up.
Better make that half a cup. I just had some over at the Hendersons.
Oh, the Hendersons. What a nice couple, huh?
Yeah. Too bad about their marriage, huh?
What about their marriage?
Haven't you heard?
No.
Honey, they're on the rocky road to Reno.
No. Divorce?
Yeah. You didn't hear it from me.
No, I didn't. No.
You also didn't hear about the Griffins.
Well, what didn't I hear?
Mrs. Griffin?
Yeah.
She threw her twin sister out of the house. Seems like her husband kept mixing up the two.
Well, it could be an honest mistake.
Yeah. What's this?
If you don't mind, that's my paycheck.
Yeah, well, it's nothing to brag about. We're talking tiny tamales.
Hey, yo. Oh, wait, there is nothing tiny about my tamales.
Well, keeps your taxes down.
Yeah, but you know, I get a lot of perks, you know. I got full medical, I have dental, I get a Christmas bonus, and I have covered parking.
You can afford a car on that little a month?
Oh, this isn't a month. This is what I make a week.
A week? Marry me.
Uh-uh.
You must be the highest paid housekeeper on the entire Eastern Seaboard.
Well, what can I say? I'm the Dan Rather of domestic engineering, eh?
Does he make that much?
Pretty funny. Hey, listen, I'm having the housekeeper's coffee clutch over here. Why don't you drop by? You know, we get together, we shoot the breeze, we trade secrets.
Oh, secrets, I'm in.
Okay.
Will you be making your macadamia nut brownies?
Woo, boy, you really do know everything, huh?
I wouldn't go that far. By the way, your daughter got a C on that geometry quiz.
I knew that. I knew that. Samantha!
The square of the hypotenuse equals the sum of the square of the other two sides.
Mona, you're a woman of the world. When am I ever going to use this?
Never.
Ray, I'm out of here.
Yes, Mr. Miyashiro. I'm looking forward to seeing you, too. I'm having a special dinner prepared in your honor. Oh, you're most welcome, Mr. Miyashiro. And you give my best to your brother, Bud. Sayonara.
Bud's the wild one, isn't he?
Mother, you're not planning on attending my dinner, are you?
Of course. I don't get many chances to wear my peekaboo kimono.
Oh, I'll get that.
I'd like to speak to Angela, please.
Oh, Joanne, what an unpleasant surprise. Dear, Joanne is here, and she's in a snit.
Angela, I am very upset with you. Extremely upset.
Joanne, you're spitting on me.
How could you? I mean, it's all over Fairfield that you pay Tony more than any other housekeeper in town.
It is nobody's business how much I pay Tony. How much more?
I'll try about 50%.
What? Mm-hmm.
She said 50%!
I would never tell anyone how much I pay Tony.
Well, then he must be the blabbermouth.
Tony, a blabbermouth? Don't be ridiculous.
Hot scoop, the Hendersons are getting divorced.
I rest my case.
How could you tell everyone what I pay you?
I didn't tell nobody nothing. Oh, wait a minute, It must have been the Barrington's new housekeeper. She saw my paycheck.
And now my housekeeper's demanding what Tony gets, and it's going to cost me a fortune.
Oh, then you'll have to hold off on that tummy tuck.
Joanne, what would you like me to do?
Simple, cut Tony's salary.
Oh, hey, if you're going to talk dirty, we're going to have to ask you to leave.
Angela, I'm going to talk to some of the other homeowners. Oh, this is quite a mess you've made. I hope you're happy.
I'm happy.
Yes, me too. And Angela, gee, thanks for putting me on the top of the housekeeper's Fortune 500.
Oh, it's my pleasure, Tony.
Thank you.
Tony.
Yeah.
Since you are the highest paid housekeeper in Fairfield, there's just a little something that's been bothering me.
What?
Well, I have this little piece of green scum under my soap dish in the shower.
Scum? As God is my witness, Angela, you will never take another shower with scum again. So, ladies, all you do, a little baking soda, little toothpaste, huh? Throw in a little elbow grease, huh? And you got yourself one hell of a non-abrasive cleanser. It leaves your hands rose petal soft, and it's not too hard on the pocketbook either.
Careful, Tony. Don't spill any of that on that 4-ply cashmere sweater.
Okay, Francis, come on. Let's give it a rest, huh? We're here to learn from each other.
I want to learn how you make the big bucks.
All right. Okay. I think it's time we cleared the air, okay? It's a 2-ply sweater, Francis.
2 or 4, it sure is nice.
All right, look, ladies, I know you're a little upset because you heard through the grapevine how much I earn. But let me tell you, you can't compare Angela to other bosses. I mean, there are special circumstances to our relationship.
Yeah. I have heard that. Yes, I have.
Hey. Mm. None of that.
I propose that we withhold our services until our demands are met. A 50% salary increase.
Yes.
Medical and dental benefits.
Oh, yes.
And I say that we go on strike until we get them. Are you with me?
Yeah.
Are you with me?
Yeah.
Are you with me?
Well, just had to get some important files.
Yeah!
Ladies, hold on to your dustbusters here, huh? Why don't you go home, talk to your bosses, and ask for a raise?
I tried.
Me too. Mrs. Grant says money's been tight since they got the third Mercedes.
Strike!
Ladies, look, come on, girls. We're sisters, right? Huh? We've been through a lot together, and I know your needs. And I hope the strike goes well for you.
What a wimp!
Now, wait a minute. I just can't go on strike against Angela.
Oh, boo.
Oh, yeah.
Tony, we need United Front.
Well, no. Tony has a right to do as he chooses. It's his own business if he wants to be a lousy scab.
Gee, sticks and stones, Mary.
Tony?
Yeah?
May I see you in the kitchen for a moment, please?
Hi.
She probably wants to borrow money from him.
All right, Francis. That's it. No more macadamia nut brownies for you.
What is going on out there?
I don't know, but it's getting ugly. I mean, one minute they're talking non-abrasive cleansers, the next minute they're singing Look for the Union Label.
I can't believe what you're doing.
I'm not going to go on strike.
Well, that's what I can't believe.
What? What do you mean? You mean... you want me to go on strike?
Tony, those who are more fortunate cannot turn their backs on those who have been deprived of the basic necessities of life.
Angela, you're right. I'm striking against you.
Oh, that's wonderful!
Gee, you are truly a selfless human being.
Oh, yeah.
Wait a minute, you don't mind?
Mind? I wouldn't have it any other way. This is a just cause, a worthy cause. Then Joanne will have a cow.
Moo.
Moo.
Terrific.
Oh, time to baste the turkey, huh? Oops.
What's the matter?
Silly me. I'm on strike. Hey, Angela, how's this for a slogan? Don't iron while the strike is hot.
Oh, catchy. Powerful. Très militant.
All right. Should I do it in raging red or bring them to their knees blue?
How about power to the people purple?
Ooh, you're good, Angela. No wonder you can afford me.
I'm hungry. Where's breakfast?
Oh, well, Mother, Tony's on strike. Well, maybe you could have some of that nice chicken salad I made last night.
I want to live to see the strike end.
You're on strike.
Oh, yeah, but I don't want to be a union buster.
Hello. Yes, Mr. Mishiro. Oh, my, you're calling from an airplane. Well, my, you must have a long extension cord. That's a joke. Oh, you can't make it next week. Oh, dear. Well, when can you make it? Tonight? Tonight's perfect. Yeah, that's... No. It's no problem at all. I'll just throw something in the microwalk. Yeah, that is a joke. Yes, well, thank you for calling, Mr. Mishiro. We'll see you tonight. Sayonara. Humor. The international language.
You're so fluent in it. So, they're coming tonight?
Yeah. Oh, we gotta clean the house. We gotta get the sushi made. We gotta get cracking.
Well, Angela, I can't crack with you, remember? I'm on strike. Why don't you just take them out?
Well, I can't. I promised them a home-cooked meal, and that's what they're gonna get.
Well, I guess then you're on your own, because remember, mop down, fist up, remember?
Well, I'm not asking you to go against the strike. I'm just asking you to help me with an important business dinner, as my friend.
Don't you think you're being a little self-centered here?
Self-centered? Yesterday, I was a selfless human being.
Amazing how fast people change. One account comes along and it's bye-bye to working class, sayonara little people.
How can you say that when I pay my little person the highest wages in the neighborhood?
Oh, so that's how you see me, as a little person?
I refuse to continue this conversation.
Oh, why? We're having so much fun.
Hi, Tony. What's wrong?
Nothing.
Come on, buddy. Unload on me. Hey, you helped me solve a lot of problems.
Well, okay, Jonathan. Well, it's like this. Me and some of the other housekeepers are on strike.
Oh, yeah, I read about strikes in school. So I guess you and Sam are labor, Mom, Grandma, and I are management.
Well, yeah, that's right.
Hard cheese, labor. You're on your own.
Always look for the union label. What a mess this place is. You're on strike. Now you're on strike. I can clean up for that.
Tony.
What?
Although you may not be cleaning up around here, there is no reason to trash the place.
It will never happen again.
Splendid.
Hey, Hazel. You missed a cobweb.
I know. I happen to think it works there.
Oh, yes, it does give the room that aura of neglect.
Speaking of neglect, you're not going to leave those signs there, are you? The Miyashiro brothers will be here in a couple of hours.
Oh, no, I'm going to get rid of them. How about over there near the fireplace?
How about in the fireplace?
Oh, that was one of your jokes, wasn't it?
It's for you, Norma Ray.
Hey, Tony.
Hey, Francis. You ready to fight the good fight? I got all the picket signs ready.
Throw them in the fireplace.
Huh? Well, wait a minute. Whose side are you on?
Tony, the strike is over. We have overcome.
What? So fast? What happened?
Well, our employers realized that we were human beings and we had certain needs and that we were a lot cheaper than the temps they tried to hire.
Oh, well, that's terrific. I'm glad you guys got what you wanted.
It's too bad we didn't get to use your signs.
Yeah. You know, I really like this one, the happy face on the vacuum cleaner. I like, you know. But hey, I'm glad it's over.
Yeah, I'm glad, too. There's a cobweb in the corner.
Well, I happen to think it works there. You know, tell you the truth, I don't know if I'm ready to pick up my feather duster yet.
Why not? You're the highest paid housekeeper in Fairfield.
Not anymore.
Francis, do you mind?
No, go on.
Francis, goodbye.
Oh, okay. I'm going. Look, just tell me one thing, flat out. Are you two sleeping together?
Ouch!
I am really disappointed. Everyone's gotten what they want, but that's not good enough for you. You're just hanging on like a child.
You mean little person, don't you?
Break out the bubbly, the strike is over. My laundry will be done. Hallelujah.
Hang on to your hose there, Tammy Faye.
Mr. Obstinate is still on strike.
Oh, that's because Miss Center of the Universe has yet to apologize.
Me apologize? You think I
should... Are you two still at it? What you need here is an objective mediator to settle this labor dispute. You're right, you're wrong, my wash is upstairs.
You don't know anything about this, Mother. How can you say I'm wrong?
Because you're always wrong.
Told you.
And you are stubborn.
Now, hold on a second here,
Actually,
Mona.
Actually, stubborn is an understatement. This man never gives in.
That's right.
Ever.
Well, not ever.
And she is so self-centered.
Oh, now you're talking, Mona.
I mean, she never thinks of other people, ever.
Well, not ever. I mean, Angela's done a lot of nice things for me. I mean, hey, she is paying me more than any other housekeeper in Fairfield. At least she used to.
Well, Tony, that's because you're wonderful. I mean, you're the best at what you do. At least you were when you were doing it.
Well, that's nice of you to say, so thank you. But it's easy to be the best when you work for the best boss in Connecticut.
Oh, Tony, I was lucky to find you.
Well, my job is done. Think I'll go home and puke.
Oh, Tony. Oh, it looks beautiful.
Whoa. And so do you, my little lotus flower.
Oh, my. We should have the Miyashiro brothers over more often.
Yes. Shall we?
Yes.
Okay. Oh. Yes. I
I propose a little toast to you, huh?
Oh,
nice. Watch out, dear.
Thank you.
This is the real thing.
Ooh.
That's right. Okay. Kampai.
Kampai. To solidarity. And to the highest paid housekeeper in Fairfield.
Oh, who, Francis?
No, you. You're getting a raise.
No, I couldn't. How much?
You'll see.
Oh, Angela, I am touched. I'm speechless. I want everybody in the world to notice.
Wait a minute. Where are you going?
To tell Francis.
Next on Nick at Night, spend some quality time hanging out in an airport lounge. No, wait, don't go away. We mean the fun-filled airport lounge on Nantucket, the home of Sandpiper Air and those Hackett brothers. Wings is next.